Third quarter set to begin. Nice size student body here. Good size number of students. Chillicothe's basketball to start the second half. Weighing the goal to the right now. Tried the backdoor play with Clampett, but the pass was intercepted by Jacob Madden. And here comes the Golden Eagles. Chillicothe's defense fights through a pick. So LeBlanc sets up another play. Second half just underway, 18-10. Chillicothe with a lead by eight. Loose basketball as the pass is tipped back into McCullough's hands. McCullough now drives to the bucket, and a little hand check foul on Chillicothe. That's going to be on Nate McKitty, his first foul of the second half. 18-10, Hornets with the lead. LeBlanc inbounds it underneath their own bucket, up top to McCullough. Gallagher out of control, lost his balance, fires it back to save it from going out of bounds, and they reset it one more time. Low post wasn't there for Gallagher, so he continues on down the baseline into the corner. Good defense this first minute by Chillicothe. They lob it inside to Haynes, and Haynes puts it up and in. Haynes' second bucket tonight, and it's a six-point game. Chillicothe can't afford to rest on their laurels. Lead has been cut from 12 to 6 now in the opening minute or so of the second quarter. Trent Moore drives through the paint. Shot doesn't fall. He'll get two looks at the free throw line. Trent Moore with a three ball to give Chillicothe the lead.
First team foul of the half at the line.
In the first quarter. And they have not relinquished that lead yet. Foul was the second one on Haynes. Moore will get two looks at the line. First one, no good. Chillicothe, usually pretty dependable free throw shooting team. Not so much tonight just yet. Second one, also a miss. So two misses for Moore and another opportunity for St. Joe LeBlanc. They whittled it from 12 in the second quarter down to 6 now. Could get it to within 4, and this is the type of LeBlanc team that never gives up. They're not going to roll over or quit. Three ball! Halfway down and back out for Gallagher. Off the glass, halfway down, and spins it back out. Chillicothe dodges a bullet. Trent Moore, left side, holds it. Looks over, have to do something with it. 5-second count begins, and they go over right wing to McKitty from three, and he nails it with a hand in his face. Nate McKitty fires a three ball. He's got five, and Hornets with a 9-point lead. Gillespie's attempt to answer a three ball off the rim and into Trent Moore's hands. Moore goes coast to coast, lays it up. Count the bucket, baby. Yes, yes. Trent Moore with the drive and the score. And Chillicothe's back up to an 11-point lead now. Gillespie, top of the key. Hands it to Madden. Back to Gillespie. Haynes, free throw line. Goes inside to Madden. He doesn't like his opportunity. Shovels it out to McCullough. Madden on the wing. Smith has him in coverage. Tries to feed a basketball inside. It's tipped back out to him. Little spin move. And Smith denies him out of bounds. Swat and flies, baby. Smith with an attitude denial. Gillespie inbounds it. They go McCullough on the wing. And that's going to be over the back as Smith. Yeah, that's a good call. Smith was behind Madden and swatted the ball out of Madden's hands. And when you swat it from behind, they're going to call that about every time. It's tough to do without getting called for a foul. His first, second team foul. Soft little jumper falls in for Madden. He's got six. That's his first points since the first quarter. And it's a 9-point ball game. Chillicothe with the lead. They go over to Gannon on the right side. Gannon in trouble, tried to make something happen, and instead he's called for the travel. So little short little runs back and forth. LeBlanc will go on a modest run. Chillicothe will answer with a bucket. And now LeBlanc trying to whittle the lead down a little bit more. 23-14, Chillicothe. Approaching the midpoint of the third quarter. Low-scoring game. Been pretty good defense on both sides of the court. Up top, Gillespie. Circle left to Madden. Up top now to McCullough, the point guard, looking inside. Nobody home. Runs the play again. Right side now. Gillespie, free throw line, comes up off its mark. Gannon with a rebound. Here come the Hornets. Gannon at a half throttle. Crosses a timeline up top to McCullough. Or up top to McKitty. McCullough on defense. McKitty shovels it up top now to Clampett. High post. Back door was shut, so Smith goes back to Clampett. Clampett tries a running one-hander. Doesn't get it to fall. Down court to Gillespie for LeBlond. Moore shuts him down, so they have to play the half-court game. Good defense there to avoid the transition bucket. Gillespie, left wing. They feed inside. Tried to go back door underneath to Madden. Chillicothe read it, tipped the ball, and then it's out of bounds off of LeBlond. Again, good defense for Chillicothe that time. As the back door was there for LeBlond, but Chillicothe got a hand in there. Saltwolves coming and tipped it loose. Now they go to the bench, does LeBlond, for Zuptich and Jarrett. A pair of juniors check in. Gillespie and Gallagher set down. Chillicothe down court. Trent Moore on the left elbow. Up top to Clampett. 23-14. Chillicothe by 9 in the third quarter. Up top now to McKitty. Tough defense applied by Patrick. Free throw line. Ryan Smith doesn't get it to fall. Clampett. That's going to be over the back on Clampett. Yeah, that's a good call. Smith at the high post couldn't get it to fall. Clampett's third foul. Dietz checks in. That's the third team foul on Chillicothe. So Clampett comes out. Dietz, Gannon, McKitty, Smith, and Moore on the court for Chillicothe. Circle left, Jarrett. Up top, now over right side to Patrick. Patrick, bounce pass to Madden. Madden, he's pretty good shot, is Mr. Madden. Knocks that one home from the baseline right, and it's now a 7-point lead. Chillicothe needs to get back in the swing of things here. 23-16, Hornets still with the lead, but only by 7. They rip the ball from Smith's fingers. Down court, Zuptich. Doesn't get it to fall. Partially blocked by Moore. Fight for the basketball. There's another missed shot. And referees with a whistle. Zuptich had two shots blocked. One by Smith and one by Moore. And then fouled on the ensuing rebound. Jonathan Zuptich. A lot of action, but no points to show for it. Just a foul. Second team foul, three team fouls on Chillicothe. 23-16, Chillicothe leads it by 7 with 2:25 left to play in the third quarter. McKitty spins, deals it high post to Smith. Back over to McKitty, right wing. Up top, double screen. Three ball attempt by Gannon is no good. Had the double screen, but couldn't get the shot to fall. Blocking foul on Chillicothe, fourth team foul, second one on McKitty, and this will bring Hayward into the ball game. Hayward checks in, and McKitty sets down. Rasmussen will check in with 2:10 left in the third. Rasmussen will get some, Smith get a breather. No one has taken any timeouts in this game yet, and we're almost through the third quarter. And that just occurred to me. Makes for a fast-moving game, but tough to get all our commercials in. Loose basketball picked up by Chillicothe. Wade Dietz circles back out. Cupping the ball, tried to pivot. Cupping the ball, so another missed opportunity for Chillicothe. Still a 7-point lead with a minute 59 left in the third. Hornets 23, LeBlond 16. Down court to Pierce Jarrett. Up top to Patrick. Court Patrick goes over to Jarrett again, looks inside. Dietz slides with him, and there's the timeout. LeBlond coach must have heard me. We're back in after this 30-second break on KCHI. Minute 43 left in the third, 23-16. Chillicothe with the lead. LeBlond keeps hanging around, and that worries me. LeBlond had the last bucket into the game, looking to go back-to-back buckets again here. Jared inbounds it. Dietz is on him. They have to go back court to Zuptic to get it inbounds. Zuptic working against Gannon. Back to Jarrett. Three fresh players set to check in. Three starters set to return for LeBlanc. Zuptic up top to Patrick. Circle right now to Jarrett. Around the horn we go again. Lobbing inside to Madden. That's going to be over the back on Rasmussen. Fifth team foul. Just two team fouls on LeBlanc. Rasmussen with his first. LeBlanc sends Gallagher, Gillespie, and McCullough back into the ballgame. So starters are back in for LeBlanc. They trail at 23-16. Hornets with a steal. Down court to Hayward. Hayward lays it up. Count it, Mason Hayward, off the steal from Wade Dietz, baby. Now that's teamwork. The transition bucket. That's a big one. Back up to nine. Chillicothe knocks the ball back court, so Gillespie has to go back and get it, crosses the timeline, hands it to McCullough, says you deal with the point guard spot. Hayward checked in during that last timeout and made his presence known immediately. Madden up top, tried to bounce pass it into Gillespie. Didn't work. Too low of a pass. And Court Patrick checks back in immediately for Gallagher. Smith and Clampett set to check in. And they let them check in now. And McKitty will also check in. Connor Haynes reports, the starter reports back in for LeBlanc. So three fresh players in for Chillicothe, one for LeBlanc. Gannon, Smith, Hayward, Clampett, and McKitty on the court for Chillicothe with 45 seconds left in the quarter. McKitty across the timeline. Hands it to Gannon with 36. Will they play for the last shot? Tried to give it to Hayward. Hayward comes up with it after LeBlanc had it for a moment. Shovels it to Gannon. Gannon over to Smith, and Ryan Smith with a jumper. And Chillicothe back on top by 11, 27-16. Can LeBlanc end the quarter on an up note? They go around the horn, right wing. Looking over the floor is Patrick. Up top now to McCullough. Circle left to Haynes. Haynes drives inside and a foul. That's going to be on Mason Hayward. Caught hacking. Sixth team foul. Free throws may be a difference here. This is in the act of shooting, so Haynes gets two looks at the line. Hershberger wants to check in, and instead they pull him back out. No need with 3.8 seconds left. First one is in for Madden. Or Checker, that's not Madden. That is 22. Haynes makes both of them. And it's a 9-point lead. And with under 4 seconds left, Chillicothe inbounds it. And a hacking call on McCullough. Why do you hack someone like that with that little amount of time left? LeBlanc sends Baxter Shancy back into the game, and Hershberger wants to check in now. And Clampett comes out for Hershberger. It's the second foul on McCullough. Chillicothe, 3.5 seconds left. They get it in. Chillicothe gets it in to Hershberger. Hershberger sends it down court and out of bounds. So 1.3 seconds left. Still a chance now for LeBlanc to end the quarter on an up note. Jacob Madden checks in. And Jacob Modlin sets down. Rasmussen checks in for Smith to get him a couple extra moments of rest. Dietz checks in. And who's going to come out? McKitty comes out. Hershberger, Gannon, Dietz, Rasmussen, and Hayward on the court for Chillicothe. Inbounding it at near midcourt is Patrick. Three ball at the buzzer, and that's a big one for Grant Gillespie. That goes from 9-6, and it's a whole different ball game now. Chillicothe leading by just six. This is Hornets basketball on KCHI.